Press coverage ranged from conservative financial dailies to radical anarchists offering live coverage of street unrest on unlicensed FM stations set up specifically for the week's events.
Reporting from the streets was this unlicensed radio station, complete with technical glitches and odd audio mixing.
I'm going to bring you a big steaming, heaping load of negative land right now. If I keep my toe pressed right on this right here and I keep my tongue on this other thing, it just barely continues to work.
Alternately dubbed Radio Voz and Radio Free Cascadia, the station relayed live telephone interviews with police and demonstrators. Station stickers pasted downtown blasted the WTO and noted frequency subject to change. At one point Tuesday night, the station relayed audio from local TV news with a voice intoning, "Property damage is not violence," in response to a reporter's characterization.